You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Whether you miss heaven or not, you're going to say, that's the Lord right there. That's the Lord. No, man, that's God. For some of you, you're going to watch him do miracles. You say, I know that couldn't happen without Jesus. I'm prophesying to you, you're going to see him work in the next 6 weeks in such a way that you're going to have to say, that was God right there. I didn't get myself out of that. I know God worked that out. I know God worked in my life there. For those of you that are heathens today, you're going to be believers tomorrow because he's going to work some stuff out in your life.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Infinite Power to Lift. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10.
The resurrection signifies that he's given us victory over death. He offers us new life in Christ. If a man died, Job said, shall he live again? Yes. Whew, behold, I know my Redeemer. Whew, thank you, Jesus. My Redeemer lives. Glory to God. When I can't put my confidence in anything else, I know my Redeemer lives. One of the reasons why I don't have a lot of fear as I grow older about death is because I know he went all the way to the core. He's been there before. And you want somebody in your life that's been there before. Glory to God. Glory. Usually, women want a man that has some experience. And what I mean by that is they want him to have a little money when they meet him. They want him to have a little money. They want him to have some swag, and they want him to have weathered a few storms. I know y'all settle in for the peanuts, but I'm trying to take you to something greater. You settle in. They don't have to have that much today. They just need to talk to you, and they get everything, man. I'm amazed. I got to work to get love. I got to pay bills. I can't show up. I just love you. I just love you. I just love. What does that mean? I don't know that life. I don't know what that's like. To be loved ain't got to do nothing. Oh, my God. But usually now, let's go, usually a woman, when she meets a man, she wants him to have something going on, a little experience. Wanting to be a little stronger than she is. I'm talking about physically. When she can't open it up, she want to pass it to him. Ladies, today they bald, so they want to tell the man when to color, when to pay the bills, shut the mouth, don't speak to all of this other bull. This is crazy. You want a man that's a little stronger than you are. This is going to hurt. Women really want a man that has some smarts and intelligence. Yes. Not the one that she got to teach. Yes. That may last for a while. But she wants someone, when she go to him, he has wisdom. Yes. Listen, man. If you got to teach him and he's in awe of you, he's not for you. What you need in your life is someone that can teach you. Now, you're going to sit there and say, what about you? I know y'all always talking. Nobody want to get the word, man. I think men, and they understand that we need our women. Let me preach the way I'm preaching. We need our women. Let me help you. We need our women. Now, let me move back to what I'm teaching. You want a man that can move you. Baby, I got that. Take your mind off of that. I got it. Take the worry away. If you don't have that, you ain't ready to marry. Because women want security. Thank you, Lord. And some intelligence. Like when you talk, you can match wit. Because she be looking at you weird, man. She be like, man, you missed it. I gave you I pitched you that soft one. And you missed it. Don't let them fool you, dog. They may tolerate you. She's driving, you laying back, laid back, but that won't last forever. I'm telling you, really? Really, she wants somebody that's stronger. She wants somebody that's stronger, even in conviction. Like having faith. I believe we can make this. Let's pray. Let's pray about this. You worry too much. I got it. God's going to help us. Come here. Let me put my arm around you. Calm down. Chill. Lay your head on my shoulder. See them, brothers? See? See? Well, Jesus provides strength for us. And what he's doing through the power of the resurrection is lifting that disparity. A man is not supposed to deal with the world or with a woman without God, a God factor. In other words, before Adam ever met Eve, God was dealing with the man. And see, some of you want to handle women, but a woman can be with you and have her mind over there. Solomon said her heart is like deep waters. Who can know it? So while you think you flexing, her mind can be on the other side of town. You need a God factor to bring her in. Do y'all hear me now? You playing around. I don't like church. You better get something with God. I don't like church. I was church hurt. Listen, doc. You need God to deal with her. You may think you're winning and you're losing. I'm preaching better than focus saying amen. You got to grow, man, if you're going to work. And especially in the 21st century. Rachel loved Jacob. But when Jacob was leaving home with all of his 12 kids, she took some idols and some gold. See, I'm leaving my daddy's house. I want to get paid too. And she took gold and idols and she hid it in her donkey. And when Laban came and overtook Jacob and said, somebody stole my gold. She was sitting on the mule. And Jacob said, nobody stole anything from you. If they did, you can have their lives. Rachel was like, uh-oh. He had a lot of confidence, but I didn't know he was going to say that. That lady sat on her donkey, and when her daddy came up there, you know what she said? I'm on my period. That's what the Bible says. And she concealed the gold. You think you know him? You need a God factor that can look above all of that, look at all that shape, and say, I see you sitting on something. You can't pour that on me. All right, all right. Y'all got it now? Glory to God. All of these things about the power of the resurrection, what? I want to be lifted. I want to be lifted to the plane while I can understand my woman. Because right now, you in the core. You passed the mantle. You're not even around the crust. You need some help. The power of the resurrection balances the scale. When you know Jesus, he balances you out. He gives you discernment and wisdom and how to handle matters, even family matters. Why would you have all of the money in the world, but you don't have a happy home? God wants to shift all of that. Glory. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. It's on the screen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Look at it. Being in the form of God or deity, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself what? Of no reputation. He didn't hold the fact or walk around with his credentials saying, I'm godly, I'm God. He didn't make himself of no reputation. The Bible says, taking the form of a bondservant, he shifted in his form and came in the likeness of men, like men are. Walking to and fro, he moved from a spiritual preeminence or superiority to walking like a man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Here's where we extend it. Therefore, everybody say therefore. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. In other words, he went deeper into the psyche of men. That is down for him. That is low for God. I mean, to the lowest of the low. So he sent his angel to Sodom. And they said, let us wander in the street all night so we can see this phenomenon. So I can understand how they flow. And let me visit a man by the name of Abraham with a smoking lamp and a furnace to see how they go in the covenant. And let me visit his wife when she's anguished, full of anguish, because she couldn't get pregnant. Let me prophesy to her face to face and tell her about this time next year. Jesus. I'm going to visit you. Yes. And you will bring forth an Isaac. Oh my God. And he walked in the midst of us and he found a man by the name of David and he fluttered because he had his own heart. And he said, I think I'll live with you for a while. Actually, I'm going to establish your throne forever. And he visits John the Baptist and he touched him in his mother's womb to prepare a way for the one that will come, even himself, that he will prepare a way for him by touching his cousin John. And he shut his father's mouth so he wouldn't speak against the rule. He's always dealt with us. Walking in the midst of us to learn our ways. He even visited Abraham in the form of Melchizedek, the prince of Salem. And when Abram saw him, he gave him a tenth of his spoils. Glory to God. And the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 7 that when Abraham gave tithe to Melchizedek, God looked in his loins and saw Levi as a tither. Which simply means he's visited us and he's blessed the seed of our womb. That when you obey him, it's not just about your life, but it's about the life of your children that will walk into the blessing when you obey God. Therefore, being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a bondservant. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. He lifted him from the dungeons, glory to God, with all power in his hands. God has highly exalted him. He took him down into our bloodline and he can see what happened in our family tree. But God has highly exalted him. He went into our trauma and our issues, but God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That if you only call that name, will change your life, transmogrify you, and give you a whole new future. If you can call that name, he will turn you around, hallelujah, and set you in the high place. If you can call that name. Glory to God. Call his name Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Ooh, glory to God. Of those in heaven, that means when his name is called, even the angels bow. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth. Adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And all those on earth will bow, and those under the earth, signifying where he went. The ones, hallelujah, that heard his name in the grave, and he led captivity captive. When they saw him, they bowed themselves before him. And I'm here to tell you, he's so powerful. People, they're going to look at certain folk that died in the Old Testament, and they're going to say, man, how did you make it to heaven? Because when he descended, he brought them up out of it. Glory to God. I can see him coming out of the earth with all power and all those souls in his train or in his glory. And he's not going to leave you abandoned either. So I come against the spirit of abandonment in the name of Jesus. On this resurrection day, you're not alone, hallelujah. I know you don't have your loved one with you, and you lost somebody in the last year or so, and you got loved ones that's sick. But God wants you to know he's never left you, and he will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Whether you miss heaven or not, you're going to say, that's the Lord right there. That's the Lord. No, man, that's God. For some of you, you're going to watch him do miracles. He said, I know that couldn't happen without Jesus. I'm prophesying to you, you're going to see him work in the next 6 weeks in such a way that you're going to have to say, that was God right there. I didn't get myself out of that. I know God worked that out. I know God worked in my life there. For those of you that are heathens today, you're going to be believers tomorrow, because he's going to work some stuff out in your life. Touch your neighbor and say, God is about to show up. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he's about to show up. He's about to show up. He's about to show up and show out. God is about to show up. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus went low to lift us up, to lift us high, to the highest heights in him. Lift is an acronym. It's an acronym. Write it down. Laying, number, the first one is an L, laying hands on you. To lift you, he's got to touch you. He's laying hands on you. I asked you to grab your neighbor a few minutes ago and pull them, and I want you to remember how that felt, because God, to lift you, had to lay his hands on you. I know you didn't feel a physical hand, but in your circumstance, it was the grip of God that pulled you through. He gripped you. Glory to God. And some of us, he gripped when we were messy. I will consider the thing that I'm drinking out of as a vessel of honor. But if it was tainted and torn, and if people were dropping their droppings in it, or 15 different lips was on it, what we consider to be something we can use, it's tainted. God says, I saw you tainted, and I still laid my hands on you. It's not a vessel of honor, it's called a vessel of mercy. So what he did is he grabbed you and he looked at all of the filth, and he cleaned out just a small area so he can use you. Believing that if he started the work, he's faithful to complete it. If I clean out your top, you can't help me to clean out your bottom? You want to play with your sanctification? Don't play with it. If he started it, let him finish the work. He laid hands on you. The eye is for individuals. I know we talked about God lifting a community, but I want you to make it personal. He's lifting you. Father, mother, boyfriend, girlfriend, son, daughter, widow, widower, saved, unsaved, black, white, Hispanic, Republican or Democrat, independent. Got money or have none at all? Divorced or single? God is lifting the individual.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Love is lifting individuals. His love is lifting you. Single mothers, single fathers, estranged from children or not, he still loves you, and he's touching individuals, not just church. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to call out your own name. We're going to do it all together, and I should hear a multitude of sound. And I want you to make it personal because he's lifting you. One, two, ready, call it out. Merton Clark. Let me tell you how powerful he is. He heard each name individually, and he knows what you're dealing with, and he's going to lift you up out of it. The F is for friendship. When God lifts, he doesn't just want master servant. He says, I want friendship. I want to tell you things that I'm thinking about. Things that your ears have never heard. I want to walk with you. I want to share those things with you as a friend. Sometimes friends can just laugh. There need to be no exchanging of monies. I can't wait to tell you this. God told me to say to you, he wants to be friend. And that's why he reached way down, picked an individual, and said, could you be my friend? I can't go to destroy that unless I tell my friend Abraham. You know why? Because I know he will intercede. God, if I find 50, if you find 50, would you save the city? I'm going to tell you, what I'm intending to do, but I know what you will do. You won't say, get them. I'm done with them. God, if you find 50, if I find 50, I won't destroy it. Well, Lord, I don't want to bother you, but if you find 40, would you save it? For you, if I find 40 there, I won't destroy the city because you're my friend.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
God, I don't want to be pushy, but if you find 30 there, because you asked me, Abraham. If I find 30, I'll hold back fire and brimstone. God, I don't mean to be pushy, but if you find 20, would you hold back your hand? For you, I'll do it. God, please have mercy. If you find 10, would you save the city? Some of us think we have the heart of God, but we're so into self, we don't even think about it. That God may want to be friend because he know you won't cut people off. You will intercede for them, even if they're wrong. He said, if I find 10, I won't do what I intend to do. And I'm here to tell you, if we had just a few friends of God, not just church people, but a few friends of God that stretched out their faith, that honored him, glory to God. I see some of the destruction that's going on in America would cease. Hallelujah. Because we're interceding for the city and interceding for the county and interceding for the state and for the nation. But he's looking for friends. Where are the friends of God? He's lifting you up to friendship.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Infinite Power to Lift, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Married and engaged couples, don't miss the Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, May 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. The Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class for New Believers starts Saturday, May 17th at noon at the Alliance Building. Sign up on the mobile app or scan the QR code in the foyer. Email best@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Young adults aged 20 to 39, Truth Revealed is the place to be every fourth Friday at 7 p.m. Join Focus on Friday, May 23rd to connect, fellowship, and discover your purpose. Scan the QR code in the foyer and get involved. Registration is now open for VBS 2025, Hip Hop Hope 2.0. Taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 24th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR Mobile app. For more information, email bbs@truthrevealed.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.